Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 13th. After backing off in the overnight session, the grains resumed their upward momentum during the day session. Weakest on the board, though, was the corn, finishing up just a quarter cent at 358.5. That's down a half cent on the week. Funds are still short about 88,000 contracts of corn, but while we are stuck in this trading range, there is no incentive for them to begin to cover. So until we can move higher above some levels, we may be stuck here. Taking a look at the wheat, we've got March finishing down a quarter cent at 426. That's still up 2.75 cents on the week, with Kansas City March up 4.25 cents at 449. That's up 15.5 cents on the week. Again, this is on the back of the lowest planted wheat acres since 1909. Specifically in the hard red wheat, they're down 3.3 million acres from last year's 26.6 to 23.3. Taking a look at the beans, we've got March finishing up 6 cents at 1046 and a quarter. That's up 51.5 cents on the week, with November finishing up 2 cents at 1018.5. That's up 36 cents on the week. Now, USDA this morning announced the sale of 132,000 tons of beans to Unknown. Rally in the beans this week on the back of the reduction in the U.S. ending stocks, dropping from 480 million metric tons down to 420 when the market was expecting about a 10 million metric ton drop. And what that does also is makes the weather in South America that much more critical. Over the weekend, Argentina is expecting more heavy rains in the north. It is still dry in the south there. So due to the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday, we have a three-day weekend. Markets will be closed on Monday and reopen Monday night. And depending on what happens down in South America, we could expect some fireworks for that Sunday night session. There is also talk that due to this excess rain in Argentina, their bean production could be cut down to 50 million metric tons. USDA's latest estimate still remains at 57 million metric tons. And also, a question regarding the soybeans is how much of that reduction in winter wheat acres is going to be moved over into the soybeans. So we will have to keep an eye on that looking forward. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 18 points at 101.19, crude oil down 46 cents a barrel at 52.55, and the stock market right now trading down about 13 points, with gold trading down $1.60 an ounce at $1,198.20 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. One final note, actually. I don't know if it's scientific on the wheat, but the last time the wheat had these low acres planted was 1909, a year after the Cubs won the World Series. And this year is the second lowest wheat acres planted, a year after the Cubs won the World Series. So if there is a correlation there, I don't think I'll be around to find out next time. So if you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.